Only the Catholic Church is audacious enough to call her children back to Mass a week after Christmas. And only Catholics, at least a few of them, are hardy enough to come. The question is, why are we here on this cold, wintry morn of New Year's Day? Put most simply, the reason is this. The Church has discovered over and over again in her 2,000-year life that those who will not honor Mary as the Mother of God will eventually not worship her Son Jesus as the Son of God. It's that simple. Understanding why that inevitable connection of leaving aside the role of Mary in the plan of salvation leads to an abandonment of faith in the divine nature of her Son is a complex tale beyond a few minutes this morning. But it involves the key doctrines of our faith, without which ours is a false religion. The Trinity, the creation of the universe from nothing, the incarnation, the taking of flesh by the eternal Word in the womb of the Virgin without a human father. The difficulty is this. We are faced with a paradox. If God is the creator of all things, if he exists before time, if he is the uncaused cause, then how can he possibly have a mother? And yet, unless Mary is the Mother of God, then her Son's death is not our redemption from the grave, because he is simply a man like us, even if a noble, heroic, virtuous man, like one of the saints. And this has been one of the perennial temptations for Christians everywhere, to begin to think of Jesus as a moral exemplar who leads us into a deeper knowledge of the truth by which we are gradually improved morally. Other religions have such figures, like the Buddha or Muhammad. But Jesus is not like one of the saints who are overshadowed by the Spirit and who shine radiantly in the darkness of human life by means of their virtue, like St. Francis, for example, or John Paul in our own time. That is not what the Lord Jesus is. If that's all he is, we're wasting our time. And so St. Paul insists in his letter to the Galatians, when the fullness of time had come, meaning the moment known before the creation of the world and down the long ages of the universe's life, at precisely the moment, in exactly the place, through the one chosen woman, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why? To ransom those under the law, us, the whole human race, so that we might receive adoption as sons. What God the Son is by nature, we are to be by grace, the grace of adoption. Not merely creatures of God, but children. As proof that you are sons, Paul continues, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then also an heir. This is the octave or eighth day of Christmas. In the days and weeks ahead, the Church will continue in her liturgy to unfold for us all the mysteries of Christ, which help us grasp the depth of this truth. Last week, we celebrated his birth. Today we focus on the maternity of his mother. Next will come the visit of the Magi, the presentation in the temple, the wedding feast at Cana. By all of these manifestations of his divine glory, the Father is teaching us that the Son of Mary, while a true man like us in all things but sin, is also truly God the Son, the eternal Word, by whom we were all made and in whom we continue to be. And because in Christ there is no division or separation between the two natures, human and divine, the woman who gave birth to her one son is truly the mother of God. I encourage you to take this program home with you this morning, and when you have a moment, turn to page 17 and read a brief passage from St. Athanasius, one of the Church's great champions of the truth of the divine nature of Christ. But a simpler explanation was in the entrance hymn this morning, a text written in the time of Arius and the first controversies over how the divine and the human coexist in the Son of Mary. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Spirit blessed conceiving, bore the Savior of our race, and the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. Evermore and evermore.